This is Two Dope Boys and a podcast on point. I'm Michael Brooks.
I'm Phil McKenzie.
And with us for this on point are the dynamic duo, TK and the AM, which is on Bonfire Radio.
Yes, sir.
Yep. This is grassroots Brooklyn media at its finest.
You already know. I had to do it like a rapper.
Don't see, do the prayer. We were on your show a couple weeks ago. TK, Uncle Conscious.
Yeah.
Uncle.
What?
Uncle.
Like an aunt.
Like an
aunt. Uncle Conscious.
Yeah, it's really weird when dudes.
You know
what?
You know
what?
I was halfway to hotel. You know what's so bad? I don't know if that's halfway. In my amateur opinion, I would say two-thirds.
All in. Please don't call me Uncle.
Two-thirds. Two-thirds.
Don't call me Uncle.
Yeah, fair. You know what's, but what's fucked up is that I must have been so. I'm realizing, like, well, because we got so much to get into, but we were on with you guys right before, like, an hour before, like, Orange Idi Amin or whatever I'm calling him, depending on the day, was about to become president.
Crush president.
And I think I was so out of it. I did not hear it correctly the whole show.
Yo.
I apologize.
No, I
just heard. I just heard conscious. I was like, I get that. The man is conscious.
They love you. So you were with us. Whatever you did, do that again when you come back.
Oh, Lord. Yes. No, I was. I was amazed. I was out of it. But
we were happy.
We got
to have
so much. What'd you say?
I said we were really happy to have you guys.
No, that was a lot. I mean,
those
honestly,
are great. This
is the world of reciprocity right here.
Yeah, in the world, man. Hopefully, of many, many things.
We're just happy that
ahead.
Somebody asked us to come talk again.
Oh, come on.
It's been a lot of time talking to everybody, you know?
Yeah, it's fam, though.
Everybody needs to listen to you guys. And we'll get to the questions. But I remember when we walked out of the studio, the first thing, well, it was cool because actually, we didn't even get her name, but there was a woman waiting outside, and we like opened the door for her. She's like, "That was good, guys."
Yeah,
like, I was listening.
Like, oh, there was immediate, feedback upon leaving the building.
People, yeah.
It's like that. It's life.
Yeah. I was Aura. Shout out to Eyes on Aura. Word up. She's dope. She's fam to us in the station, and
definitely.
She was on her way there, but I didn't know she was gonna get there directly. I was like, yo, let's give my people some time to breathe. Let them leave.
That was
nice. She was like, I'm here.
No, it was perfect. It was perfect.
Awesome.
So before, we'll get back to it. But before the, because a lot of people that, some of our Two Dope Boys people tuned in, listened to it. I know now I see on Twitter that they're devotees of you.
Shout out to Cakes.
Yo. And that's Cakes. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Cakes, but that's it.
How do you get a name? I mean, I don't know. You listen to our show, and then you get a nickname.
There it is.
An insistent nickname.
Yeah.
She was like, that's who you are.
we're not debating.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
No choice.
But tell everybody in the universe, like, give us the brief outlines of both of you all in terms of, like, both what you do together, each where you're coming from, and how it all fits so people know. You know, they'll get to know you more and more through all the things that we do in the future and through listening to your show, too, I have no doubt.
Word. Well, together, we are TK and the AM. We host the morning show on Bonfire Radio, which is an independent station that we created together as a collective of, you know, Brooklyn artists that were tired of the mainstream, and also a place for people to host their live podcast or, you know, just have a live streaming option. So,
yeah.
And also that you could say whatever you want to say. Our only rule
as
for
you
people.
Do, as you do.
So
all
much.
Unapologetic.
Unapologetic and expressive, yo.
Sorry,
I mean,
not sorry.
All I tell people that come on is if your mama
every
would hit
that
you,
says,
don't
sorry,
say
not
it.
Sorry, I love you.
You know, sorry, not sorry. I'm like, yo, I curse. You know, I curse.
Oh, you curse
like a motherfucking
sailor.
The
sorry. Best part of that. Who was that? There was a
my mom doesn't
no
even,
apology.
You know?
That was at Carnival a couple years ago. I forgot who did that song, so I thought of those two references. But you guys, I remember because we walked in, and that's always the first thing Phil and I ask: can we swear?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
And,
you gotta have like swear clearance.
Yeah,
and it's not like you know, FM late night where it's like within the creative context.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Nah, just whatever.
Yeah,
no,
just,
not like after 10 p.m.
Bob,
and you're
I mean?
In a
like,
song and they're like, "Bitches be like," no, we're like, "Bitch, the fuck up, you
bye,
voted for Donald Trump." Yeah, so
square.
Very yo, but
and I like it because I use it in both ways.
It's freedom,
as in
freedom,
as in be like and as in descriptive.
And I think it's part of it. Like, it's showing people that there's that balance and duality, right? You know, yeah. Like, we talk about politics, but we talk about it in our language, in
conscious
our way.
Conscious over ratchet.
Yeah.
You give them a good balance. You know what's funny? Alan Watts says something in one of his speeches.
Going deep.
You know that motherfucker.
Deep.
Right
all
up the top. Deep. Uncle Conscious is here.
And nah, he basically was like, yo, you got to throw something in the mix. If I just talk to you in a very calm, cool, neutral space, you're not going to fucking listen to me. So yeah. For me, a person that's, I want to say I work towards being pretty balanced and like really calm and shit. You know what I mean? That's my new life.
Until you're not.
Let's leave everything right. out. Exactly. Until you're not. You know what I mean? Yeah. But even within that space, having, you know, I realize that, yo, sometimes you got to mix it up. And you throw something out there, you got to make people uncomfortable. So hopefully there's some growth or there's some understanding. So yeah, you got to give them a little something. Now, we're not outrageous and we're not shocking on purpose. We're just being our true selves, you know, and that's the difference between being gimmicky and trying to, because you can't shock people no more anyway. 2017, you really can't.
And isn't it also true? I mean, we'll pivot off of this in a second, but that's just interesting to me that you talked about authentic, because what struck me is that now, yeah, first of all, you're right. What more could you say? We're like in a post-parody point. But even people who like are imitated as being shocking in like whatever their genre is. Like I remember I'll give Jay-Z some love, Phil. For me it is, and you know it is. I watched a clip with him once where he's talking to some young rapper, and I apologize because I won't really be able to like place it or help people find this clip, but I watched this, well, you know, like 2008, something like that.
Damn.
And the dude's saying like, you know, it's like I wanna be successful, but also wanna have credibility, you know, all of that. And he's kind of asking it from a positioning, and Jay-Z's like, something to the effect of like, what you don't get is like, he wasn't that rude, but he's like, every song is me. So I didn't necessarily like think that song's going to be the radio. Like, of course, you know, but it's all an expression of where I'm coming from. Or even like on the flip side, someone like for all of his, you know, douchebaggery, like a million people imitate Howard Stern. But Howard Stern was able to do what he did because he knows what the fuck he's doing and was authentic.
Yeah, it was the
he is, and the persona came across. So even in that world where people were trying to do that, it still wouldn't work if it wasn't the genuine article.
Yeah, because they're out here like pulling out rubber chickens, and I'm like, no, that's not you. Like,
and I think you guys see that because I think there's an authenticity, and that's a word that's often overused, and it sucks because it's a perfect word to describe it. Like when you talk about being yourselves, creating the space itself was designed to bring people together to express themselves, you know, in a very real way.
Yeah. And I think on the, like, versus the personality me or personality us versus the real life, like, I know I'm doing something right on the air if later I'm tired of talking about it in the world, because it's just me. Like, I'm exhausted. Right. So like people tag me and they tag Conscious and they're like, what do you think? And I'm like, here's the show.
We talked about it for an hour and a half.
Because I don't have any more to give. Because like I just gave you my real self for 90 minutes, you know?
But people, I also think that people don't realize that our real self is the radio. So we aren't personas, but we are, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's very rare that people are actually who they are in their celebrity spaces, like you want to call it, you know what I mean? And me, I try to be transparent, and I know you're the same way. It's sometimes
I leave out the addresses and social security numbers.
That's a good idea.
But here's the other side of it,
they
though.
They will find you.
We're really fun.
Oh, I had that.
And
back
people
in the
see
day.
Us having you know, our turn ups and whatnot, and throwing great parties. But then sometimes people want to come chill and they're expecting us to be on all the time, too. Like, and I'm like nah, like the there is balance. We're not always
I had that experience specifically with, and I mean, you know, I'm not angry at it, but one of the portfolios that I do, a little bit less on this show, but on this show sometimes, but I do impressions. And I mean, people,
they want you to
like, oh, so do a joke, do something funny.
And it's funny because you're kind of like, might be like, in like for me, like I might be in my like Michael Corleone mode where I'm just like sitting like sullen and quiet.
And they want me to know, like a lonely teenager.
In a different, yeah, exactly.
Make me laugh, clown.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yes. There's a lot of that. Come on, Baskets.
How did you guys start to build like the community and the I know that like I think it relates to the authenticity question. Everybody's always worried about how do you build a following? How do you have buy-in? And you don't want to get like too you know, idealistic about it, because obviously you need resources, you need reach, but at the same time, you know, it does go back to that authenticity question. How'd you start kind of just building it out?
Yeah. And how'd you guys, like, if you can throw in a little bit of your origin, like, how'd you guys meet? Like, origin stories are big here.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, here comes the story.
We're big believers in origin stories.
No doubt.
Don't shade me in the story.
No, I'm not going to shade you. I promise. I actually did pledge to no longer shade conscious in 2017.
Because
it's so easy, right? Like, when you know someone, you just throw the shade in there.
You just did it.
Did I do it?
Subtly. So easy.
Oh my God!
You're in a zone where you can't get away with that shit.
I'm a bitch.
Shady bitch.
That's the third way to use that word.
Yo, give her a Kleenex so she can wipe that lipstick off her fucking mouth.
You know what? I can't take you.
And you just lost your goodwill, my friend.
We're done.
You see?
Now we got
it. Happened. Yeah, I lost it. It's gone. I think I have a shot of that.
Individually, before we even met each other, like, I think people had started to trust us for our individual things, right? Like, I used to do radio at WBAI, used to host, I still host events, but, you know, more.
WBAI, for people who aren't in New York, that's like community radio, independent, kind of like left-wing. That's actually where Amy Goodman got her start.
Yeah. Left-wing, independent, people-powered radio. It's like the super independent NPR.
Gary Noel telling you how to get your Vita carrot mix on.
So you don't get cancer. I'm like, my dude, I don't know if that's how it works.
This is Gary Noel. There's a CIA program that is giving you candida.
Alkaline water.
But I have an almond extract that will save your life. If you don't take it, you'll die. All right, let's get back to the call. Fundraising.
Yes, exactly. And that was my life for 7 years. Yeah. Yo, like, I was doing the show there. I think people saw me and they trusted what I did from the jump. So I was there for 7 years. I was doing events and people were like, well, if TK does an event, it must be good. And then when I met Conscious, I actually got referred to him by someone else. And then I did my research. And I think what I saw was that people trusted him.
Yeah, I mean,
the same way.
We basically kind of merged because I asked her to come check out the monthly Bonfire show. Like, before that, though, I was kind of like building communities. I had this site called freehiphopnow.com. I did this online store called Conscious Bootleggers, where I was like selling artist stuff at their shows because they can't sell that shit. Anyway,
you would just go around. But I've always been kind of community oriented,
and like building communities and just like doing things to give people opportunity to speak. So if it was an open mic or, you know, it was a slam or if it's anywhere where they could get exposure, even at a church, you know what I mean? So people know me from that, and that's years. So we want to say 16, 17 years of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then pulling it into this event, there was an opportunity to do something. Someone asked me, could you find somebody to take over this thing? And I was like, let me think about it. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll do it. Because it had been so long since I did it. So I restructured this event, and it was a really good opportunity to give people a place. And we've always kind of been in a space of take control of the space, give people a place to be, a place to feel comfortable, to feel safe, to get better at what they do, and just cultivating energy in spaces. So, like, when you come to our studio, you feel very comfortable because, well, we cultivated that space for almost 2 years.
No, that energy is very distinct. Yeah.
The minute you walk
in
the door.
It's family, for sure. Yeah.
So, like, that's
from the live event that are like doing their artistry now that we didn't realize until they tell us later. They were like, oh, that the event monthly Bonfire was where I performed for the very first time in front of people, and now I have 3 albums out.
Yeah, so and I'm I like, traveled.
Beautiful.
I'm in this magazine.
That is
so like
beautiful.
So Conscious pulled me into that, and then I pulled him back into the radio station.
Yeah, after he took the hiatus. He took the hiatus. Like, I'm ready to be an artist again. Yay.
I was like, let me stop your flow. Didn't happen. fuck your artistry. Come work with me.
But, I mean, we had already built something that was really, really great. And a lot of people were waiting for it. And I was on this George Costanza shit. I was like, let's leave on top. Yeah. And like for a good year and a half, everybody's like, yo, when's it coming back? I was like, oh, I'm going hiatus, indefinite hiatus. And then we started a station.
Yeah. So then we just haven't stopped. So it's been this is the fourth year.
Another thing that I really just noticed about it, actually, we talked about this too after the show, like, because my other gig is, you know, co-hosting over at the Majority Report, and that is a live show, so you get calls and IMs and there's audience interaction. But what I also really caught about you guys, and everybody who's got to check out Bonfire Radio, and everybody's going to check it out, all the links and everything else, like, you guys, it's like a real radio show. Yeah. Like, we're not on this like podcast. It's it's a different flavor. It's that live kind of, and I think that, to me, the other thing that was very seamless about that was the kind of, like, I was like, all right, this is like, it's political analysis, it's community organizing, it's an advice column, it's shit talking. It's like a little bit of spiritual revelation, and that's like good morning radio. Yeah. So that's the thing you guys are doing.
And one of the things I noted right away that I was actually talking about you guys in preparation of you being on the show with like some friends, and I was really impressed because it's great. Like, I think a lot of people listen to this kind of stuff and they hear certain words like underground and like, you know, we're doing our own thing and we're building community, and they attach that to a certain level of like amateurish. And I think my point is that, like, I think everything that I saw you guys do and now subsequently that I listen is the opposite of that. You take your talents, but there's also like a high level of like professionalism without falling into the gimmicks, the rubber chicken that we talk, you know, like, you know what I mean, like,
I mean, that great to see you, Phil and Michael. We're all upset about President Trump, aren't we?
I want to say a lot of that structure comes from her radio experience. You know what I mean? And also, we just have, I know personally, I just don't really believe in doing things that aren't up to their fullest potential and working to be hired. So, like, I'm not finna do nothing if it's not viable, feasible, you know, or valuable. So, like, I'm not going to do it. You know, and I have to check myself, and she has to check me. No cold reads, you know what I mean? You
nigga,
you
can't read good. No cold reads, man.
You know, work on reading good. Sometimes I read out loud to myself. You know what I mean? But no, the experience is based upon us once again being our real selves, but having structure, having a format, I mean, and then breaking that mold.
There's a reason that things work, right? So, like, as many people that are saying that terrestrial radio is dying, there's a reason it's not dead yet, right? And there's a reason that it works. And there's a reason that they're still selling you Hamilton tickets for $500 because you're still listening after the break, right? So what am I doing during the break to make you stay? And that's what I was learning. And then on a listener end, like, what do I want to hear in general? Yeah. And I know that I got like 10 seconds before you turn it off. So if my sound quality is shitty, right, there's that. And then if I start the show really on a loud, like, low note, don't worry about them waves. That's not your problem today. Yeah. See, he's the wave. He be looking at your
waves, bro. My waves. When I got an engineering,
super producer Matt Leck is mellow but very territorial. Don't look at his waves.
When I go on other people's show, I don't look at their waves. No. I'm trying not to.
I'm talking about you. I know. And I'm talking about during the show. Like, we're talking about professional. Quality of voice. I'm not even looking at his ways.
Oh, I thought you was you out are. Here. See, I'm already being a shape.
This was how the conflict started. I had a comedy sketch earlier that came to my mind. We were doing that AM radio nonsense. I was like, like a legit like Black Nationalist Nation of Islam Morning Zoo show. Oh. That would be fucking hilarious.
What?
So we got to get back to the calls now. And Zuleika says she wants to create an all-black state. No more pale faces. Okay. Like,
I mean, that's... I would be on that show.
There is gold.
Guess number one.
You know what else? You know what's funny is this, so would I.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
It's a brand new America.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
That's going to be the next show on Bonfire.
Something when you were saying all that is, and I want to just point to what the importance of a shared listener experience is, and that's what shapes that show, because it's not just us. Of course, we prepare, we get ready, but we're interactive in real time. with our audience and with our chat room mates and stuff, and it shapes and formulates what the possibilities of our show are. And it's different from terrestrial radio because we're not just like, hey, give us your ID so we can shout you out on a DJ. No, we're talking to and we're allowing you to be communicative and, you know, to people, communicate within the space. And it's not just us talking at you the whole time.
People are like getting jobs. They're losing friends. They're mourning prince. And like, yo, when like every time, not every time someone dies, but when someone like big.
Yeah.
At first, the first time it happened, I forgot who passed. But it was the first time that the entire listenership of that morning was like, I don't care what y'all got planned, but we're going to talk about this person for 90 minutes today.
Was it 4 years ago?
No, it was the first one. So I don't know who passed maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but someone big.
That is a while ago.
Yeah, and they were just like, and that was our first time experiencing that phenomenon of letting them just take over because they could not focus on anything else. Mm-hmm. So we were just like, all right. So we're like live pulling YouTubes. I'm like, okay.
That's
so,
in real time because you want to soothe them. Those are, that's your family. That's your friends. Those are your lovers. These are people that are part of your life now, and they're down. They're sad. They're sitting in their offices upset.
Yeah.
And they're listening to you for an hour and a half. So what are you going to do to remedy that for the time that you're on the air?
It's a public service.
Definitely. It definitely is. You know, it's funny, though, when you talk about motherfuckers dying. our first show that we hosted together, live show, was the day that MJ passed.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that was a heavy ass show, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
I remember exactly where I was when that news hit.
I was literally St. Martin's.
I got so mad.
East I didn't
Village
believe it.
About to meet a friend for dinner. And then you started hearing, like, you know, the rumor. Like, you know, it always starts off like, that can't be true. That can't be true. That can't be true. Then it was like, damn, this motherfucking shit is true as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
That's
crazy.
That's how it unfolded. I was, yeah.
I didn't believe that shit.
His doctor in Port of Spain a couple years ago.
Did you punch him in the face? Yeah,
no. I didn't even know it was him. They were like, they walked by there like, that was Michael Jackson's doctor. I was already in the car.
Because I couldn't be that. I couldn't be so chill.
No, that's the guy that shot Tupac.
I couldn't be so chill.
What do you do with the information?
Yeah.
I would have at least let out a hearty motherfucker. Like,
hearty one.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're keeping it like a certain part of. Like, we talked a couple weeks ago with this legendary dude in the. Like nightclub history of New York.
Yeah, Steve Lewis.
Steve Lewis been here since like when they could the smoke 70s forever. And been through all of these cycles. And, you know, and that's another part of this show in some ways is kind of like anchoring certain parts of New York history. When you talk about WBAI and just even coming over to your studio, like it just felt like, you know, not some like romantic, impractical, like, oh, look at that kind of way, but just like an actual way, like you, like you're doing something that is kind of like you're preserving a conversation here that I seem to be like maybe more prevalent, you know, in the past, like a different, there was more community spaces in New York, right? And there was these kind of different kind of conversations. So you feel like you're also like holding up that lineage with what you guys are doing and giving it new space.
Only when you or other people say it. Like, I don't think about it like that. I'm just in it, right? Like, I show up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or I help someone put together their show, and then it doesn't hit me until someone just goes, did you know? Like, and I'm like, oh, that's how you feel. Right. And then it kind of extends my, like, sometimes I don't want to do it, right? Sometimes it's hard to do independent grassroots shit. Sometimes it's hard to do it with $0.
Okay.
And then so it extends the lifeline on that. So, like, you told me this, I could go for 3 months on that.
Well, maybe a month and a half.
A month and a half.
Why are you downgrading her?
See? I need more quality
all
compliments.
All right, so we'll be up in.
I don't want people to think, oh, 3 months.
No, no.
You're good.
Give me more.
You should be throwing them compliments all the time.
Yeah, but we got to throw more than.
True.
Right. Action, listenership,
cut checks.
Like,
folks out there who are
cut the check.
Check cutters.
Yeah, man. But that's it's real. Yeah. Come through. I mean, and we got that for you. So I don't think about it though. Like
I think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about you as who you are, you being this boss, that shady bitch tree boss.
I am a shady bitch tree.
And I remind you.
Yeah.
I think that's my job. I think my job is to remind her to remember. not to compliment her, but to have her look and assess her own.
Look how and I do that with everybody women. Else. I love it.
No, I need you to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I need you to time travel. This is what I tell people. What did we talk about the other day? So the other day, I was like, you know,
all of humanity.
Yo, you
right
know,
here. This is sot guru
you know how
work
I
right
how
here.
I center myself and I time travel all the time in the studio. I said, look at that wall. Now you saw the wall that we have. It has all that stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Every one of those things on that wall is a story. Yeah. Some shit we did.
Right.
And I'm like, anytime you forget. Just look at that fucking wall.
Or a person that came through.
And I'll point right at the wall. I'm like, you see that shit? That's when we went to that building because we got that money, we got that grant, and we had a nice party. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right,
but no, jokingly,
right,
but
right.
These are things that we did. Absolutely. These are things that we accomplished, and it's very important to kind of look at that stuff because it'll give you the fuel to get through the next day.
Yeah. It sounds like you're talking about like appreciating the journey. Like oftentimes
we don't
like
do that.
We don't do like we that's true. Like many people don't do that.
Well, as I always say, fuck the journey. No,
I mean, and that was like that's how I felt before we started the radio station. We were doing the monthly show. And even as an artist for years, I kind of suffered from the self-analysis while I'm performing. You know what I mean? I had somebody shout out the Creatureonomics, Punk Band. He said to me one day, he's like, "Bruh, just enjoy the rest of the night and then watch the tapes later." Mm-hmm. So don't be standing there like going over like, "Oh, I messed that up" or whatever. Yeah. So like getting into that space and learning how to be that person is what my journey has been in the last few years. And it's true. Like, yo, you don't really like, yo, we do the parties and stuff, man. I don't even be enjoying the party. I just be collecting money, nigga. For I be real. Doing the bar. But I have to remind myself to enjoy myself. We work really hard to have these experiences, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's true.
You talk about time travel. So, like, use that as
to
kind of get us into the future.
Oh, like, no,
what
hell
is
yeah.
The, what does the future look like?
I mean,
see, that's going to be paradox. We're going to be talking all kind of sci-fi.
The whole nother, I believe in parallel timelines, all that shit. I'm into it.
If you want to talk about time,
just because I watch
time traveling, what the future will be. Now, we know we have a collective conscious, right? So we all have a collective future. And then we have our own realities, right? I know what the fuck mine looks like. It looks great, grand, and it looks just like today, which was a wonderful day.
Wait, what was the question, though? I forgot.
What does the future look like?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of what we're doing, I guess, I would say the future looks like us growing and starting to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But more mobile travel, you know, mobile travel, that's...
Well,
redundant.
Traveling and making this a more of a mobile experience, right?
And just reaching a whole lot more people, you know, like really reaching out. I think we definitely just been doing certain work, and it's timing. Everybody is stressing about, oh, this didn't happen, oh, this didn't happen. But you're not a success overnight, that's for damn sure. And the fact that we're still stable and we haven't lost our minds and we're here and we're reaching people globally still means that we're valuable and that we're, you know, that validates me.
I always like that. There's this line, it's like Zen Buddhist line. They talk about, like, they said enlightenment's an accident, but meditation makes you accident prone.
Ooh.
And I love that. That just applies to everything you're talking
That's
about.
That's so dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
But you don't know who said it?
What's up?
Some random.
It's a Zen. Right? It's definitely in that tradition.
Okay.
I don't know the specific person, but it's in that. Like that's very Zen,
like
Japanese.
Guys.
Yeah, just exactly.
You don't know which one said it.
Yeah. It's one of
and
those.
They're all dead.
One of them
trying to take credit
going
for it.
Back to like
that's,
2,500.
Well, now
years
we
ago.
Said it right now.
That's awesome,
right
now, though. Today. That was like, I like that.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's
love
show.
Scarf.
Right.
I love you back. Beyond your non-existent scarf. All of it. I love you. Oh, that's a dope scarf, too. I didn't even see that. And then, you know, there's many different shows that you guys are kind of curating. It's a community experience. People can obviously access it on the internet, on their phones, everything. I think before we run out, we do have to tell this audience how you and I met, how this all came about.
Oh, that's a great story.
So.
I guess we should go 50-50 on it.
Okay, you start. This is show. You start.
Shout out, Mike, yo.
All right, so shout out to Puck. Mike,
that
Puck.
Guy.
Mutual friends, good guy. Listener of both shows. He's the original listener of both shows.
Yeah, he's the plug.
He's the plug, yo.
Yeah.
So I feel, you know what the problem is now, is that anytime you shout somebody out, at least for me now, maybe because I do the Trump impression, it starts to sound like, because I literally was about to say, great guy. He's a great guy. It's true. yeah. But totally intersectional. I mean, it's true. But anyways, he's way more intersectional than me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm he's reminded so good at just it. How unwoke I am every time I'm with my friend Puck. But anyways, so there's a party. Puck tells me, review the tape later, man.
Well,
see,
so it's so funny.
It's an iPhone 4, B. No, it don't work.
my
what's happening?
Planned obsolescence.
See what they did.
Thanks,
Apple's evil.
Stay woke.
All right,
this your hero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's Bill
the
Burr. Bill Burr.
Line,
is this your hero?
Is this your hero?
That's Bill Burr. You got everybody. All right, one more tangent. Bill Burr on Steve Jobs is the funniest shit. Everybody needs to watch that.
Yeah, YouTube.
He goes. New plug won't fit the old adapter.
Oh,
this
man.
Is your hero.
Yeah. Yes.
Yo, he just dropped a new joint last week on Netflix.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's great.
I'm gonna get on it. I'm a big Bill Burr fan. So, anyways, I left my bedroom on this Saturday night. I did not want to go out. I wanted to probably literally stay in, turn my phone off, and watch Bill Burr. Like, it was one of those nights.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's walking distance. I got to get to this party. So I get myself together. I drag over, whatever. Get into the bar, hug Puck, you know, whatever. He's introducing me to his people. And, you know, I'm already, like, easing up. Like, I'm glad I came out. Yeah. This is a nice situation. I'm happy to see Puck, whatever.
So I'm on my phone.
Now, of course.
I'm on my phone chilling. I had the same vibe, though. I was like, yo, okay. But it's Puck. Intersectional Puck, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give white people their cookie and show up to their parties and shit. Like, so
I'm an abnormal white person. You could stay home.
I might text you and be like, now that I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I was there and I was just like, yo, but I do love him, so I was like, yo, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna just pop in real quick and then bounce, whatever. So I just was chilling by the bar. Then he goes, yo, meet my friend Mike. He does a podcast, like you guys do a podcast, y'all should talk. And I was like, all right. And that was where I was at. I was like, all right.
That was where I was at too. And I was kind of like on the like, all right, I'm happy. And I was like, I want to meet her. She was like a cool person, but I definitely don't want to talk shop.
Same.
Like, last thing I want to talk about is like describing
the fucking shows I do
and how I monetize it or what, you know. Because also bear in mind too, there's some people too that even when you're in that mode, they can make you out of that mode in 30 seconds, right?
And it's like too much energy from you.
Yeah, this is my weekend, right? So, and so you ask, you're like, all right, so what do you tell me about Two Dope Boys? And I'm doing this.
Because we're here, right?
Yeah, we're here. And I'm doing the spiel. And I'm like, yeah, I think, you know, we're doing the trends. It's an insight show. And I think, and we've got this angle because we have this whole crew, this, you know, squad with us. And then, you know, Phil's a little bit, he's kind of like my older brother to an extent. And we have these very different backgrounds. And we're ebony and ivory. But
so I'm taking it
but
in.
But we're all, you know, but we have this really shared worldview and blah, blah, blah. And she's, you know, and I know it's like this could be a good show, but like, I get it. Like, you guys like sneakers.
Yeah.
You're white, but you like rap. You're great. Like, whatever.
We get along.
Right, yeah.
You guys get along.
Yeah, you guys get along.
Look at us.
Wow. Like, yeah, you probably travel a little bit. Whatever. Fuck it. So, I'm seeing the gears turn.
Okay. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, what can I do? Because I'm an asshole. To make the situation more amusing for me. And I will say, at least break this chick's rhythm. Because what she's about to hear is not going to be slotted into like, no, that's nice, I know.
Yeah,
racism's terrible, blah, blah, blah. So I go. And I said, and the other unusual thing about the show is I think if you look at the topics we cover and the fact that we're in Brooklyn and our background, I'm fucking late.
Laid it on.
Like as if I'm about to set up to tell you the most boring thing in the world. And then I say, and I think the fact that we really strongly support Donald Trump is another distinct thing about the show.
Mic drop.
Okay.
And then
record scratch. Right.
Mic back.
Mic drop.
Doug. Yo. So it took me, like, legit, it took me like 15 extra seconds to register.
It absolutely
right?
Did.
And I was like, glu-do-do-do-do-do. Did he say that?
And I played it so straight.
They are like, OD Trump supporter? And then in my mind, I was like, what do I do? Because I had already been preparing
for
this situation,
for
right? I was like, yo, because I had just said on our show, if I ever see a motherfucker, I'm ready.
I wish a nigga would.
I wish a nigga would. And I said, did God just deliver? I said, I know. God be manifesting. And I shouldn't ask the universe for what I want directly unless I'm ready. But this motherfucker just said, am I ready? Woo! I was done in my mind. So that, in that thinking, that shit happened in like 30 seconds of me thinking.
And of course, I don't, I'm seeing most of that.
Yeah.
Not all of the subtext, but I'm seeing it. And I have to, mind you,
I have done
this line before. And I have to say, like, the response has uniformly been like, you ain't no Trump supporter. Like, I never worked, right? So at first, I'm like, oh, this is fucking great. She bought it. Oh, my God. All of a sudden, I have my second win. I didn't even really feel like coming out tonight. Now I want to party like 5 a.m. This is hilarious. And then I see the world the wheels turning. And then I realize that, because first it's like a look of hatred at me. But then that kind of like, but I don't know you. And I'm not actually going to do anything because, you know, but you're just dead to me. But what I got to do
is
I
got
to turn to Puck and be like,
yeah.
I thought that you were woke. I thought you were down.
Why did you bring this motherfucker by me?
Why did you bring this devil to our home?
Yes, yeah.
And then I realized that. Puck doesn't have the constitution where he's built for that. In the same way that I am.
Word.
So then I was like, I had to push over.
Yeah, had to like stop.
A real gentle, like on the shoulder, like you. It's like okay.
Yo.
And I looked, and I got some eye contact. I'm joking.
Yo, he did.
And then we were friends.
Yeah, then we were friends after that. But
he's
I like my default
question
that right off
pop
the top.
Out.
Cause I can't tell, right? Cause the votes are in now.
It was before the votes.
It was, it also proved my point that
right.
I can't fucking tell.
Yeah, you're right.
And my default was like, all these white niggas are out here for Trump. And
I
wish a nigga would. So I was like,
even the Bernie
supporters
is out here for Trump.
Just in case, I said, just in case, am I ready? Cause conscience be telling me. And that's the rule of the show, right? And that's the rule of the station. Don't say anything out loud that you are not ready for. So I was like, oh God, is this?
So actually what happened was I was manifested by conscience as a spiritual lesson for you.
Yes. Yes.
Don't pull me into this shit.
All right. That's what it is. That's what's on point.
Story.
Don't pull me into this shit.
You're always in this shit. You are always in this shit. That's on point. There are links to every way that you can find these guys. We love you both.
Yeah, man.
We've got to get back on with you soon.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got to come back on with us soon. And this is the first of many things. Follow them. There's links to everything you need.
We do stuff.
You know.